On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from, cloudy, rainy Seattle. You may be listening here on KKNW AM 1150. You might be listening on the East Coast in Connecticut, New York, or Rhode Island on AM 1230 WBLQ, somewhere across the United States on cable radio network through your television, or anywhere around the world through the Internet on Transformation Talk Radio, or perhaps on the archives, iTunes, Transformation Talk Radio, or ChristineUpchurch.com. But I tell you, wherever you're listening from, whenever you're listening from, you're going to be glad you joined us. We're going to be talking about something mysterious and expansive. But before I get into that, I have to say hello to my better half here in the studio, who allows everybody around the world to hear these conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hi, Benny.
Hey, Christine. We kind of already started the show in being a mysterious kind of way because you got a little bit of a delayed start. So traffic was a little bit messy around Bellevue area if you didn't listen to either my report and or why we've got a late start. But there was a nasty accident that you had to maneuver through, and everyone's okay. So we're here now.
Yeah, and, you know, I love what Denise Lynn says. You know, when you're running late or things aren't going as they should, timing-wise, to stay right time, right place. So there's going to be something perfect that will unfold, and I apologize to our listeners, but I can't control the world, including traffic. So, but I'm grateful to be here.
I thought you had some power, but I guess you don't have that much power.
Yeah, well, you know, I do have friends in the high places.
You do.
But,
this is true.
As you do as well. I'm really fascinated by my guest today and the subject that we're going to be talking about. And I just want to give you a little intro about how I first learned about this subject. Many years ago, probably 9 or 10 years ago, my son was growing up. I think he was probably about, 12 or 13 at the time. And I had picked him up from school. And as we're driving home from school, he said, you know, Mom, I would love to learn to meditate, but I've tried it, and I just can't figure out how to do it. And I said, oh, that's okay, Riley. Let's just give it a go. Here, while I'm driving, I'm going to lead you through a guided meditation, and we're going to see, you know, what unfolds for you. So what I did is I basically said, you know, go to a place that feels really right in your imagination, and, you know, eventually I allowed him to sort of look to the side to see his, see any guides who might be showing up, and, you know, tried to lead him through just sort of a guided meditation without giving him much information about it, but letting him on his inner level choosing what he saw or experienced. So, you know, Benny, he's 12 and he's interested in these sort of alternative things, but he really, you know, he kind of doesn't believe in them. So anyway, we pull into the garage, and he opens his eyes. He said, I just can't do it. And I'm like, why? Why do you say that, Riley? He said, I tried, and the only thing I saw the entire time were these images of crystal skulls moving back and forth in front of my eyes saying, remember, remember, remember. And I tell you, you know, at that point, I didn't know anything about crystal skulls. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I just said to him, well, I'm sure that there's some meaning and purpose to that. You know, I believe you actually were meditating. And he you know, being a almost teenager, you know, he kind of gets out of the car and he says, I just can't do it. And he slammed the door and wandered away. Well, at that point, I didn't know anything about crystal skulls. Fast forward a few months, it's Christmas time. I was a longtime advertiser in New Spirit Journal. And Krista Gibson, every year she would send me this beautiful Christmas card, and she would always pick a deck of oracle cards and grab one and put it into, you know, the Christmas card. And you know, various things over the years. And this time, a couple weeks before Christmas, I open up this wonderful Christmas card from Such a Bright Light, Krista, who's been on the show before. Anyway, and then I look at this Oracle card. I turn it over, and it says Crystal Skull. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is like the universe saying, there's something significant here, and it relates to what Riley was saying. And I don't know too much about it, but I tell you, we've got a guest on today, Benny, who is an expert and who's had some fascinating experiences. So we are going to be exploring the mystery of the crystal skulls and what it might mean for you individually and what it might mean for the transformation that's underway in our world today. But we're going to go to a quick break. More in a few moments on the Christine Upchurch Show.
It's time to awaken.
This June and July, the ancient artifact of great mystery, the Pacific Northwest Crystal Skull Tour, will begin. The Mitchell Hedges Crystal Skull of Love is known as a healing skull. This skull has uplifted the lives of thousands of people due to the powerful spiritual energies contained within this sacred ancient artifact. Two special opportunities will be available to have a chance to meet the Mitchell Hedges Crystal Skull, along with private sessions to sit with the skull. You will also have the opportunity to attend a two-hour presentation offered by Bill Homan and Crystal Skull Explorer Joshua Shapiro to learn why the crystal skulls are a special key for humanity. This is an amazing opportunity to learn about the crystal skulls and to be in their presence, as well as receive healing from their spiritual energies. For further detail and reservations, visit cse.crystalexplorers.com/Mitchell-Hedges-tour.
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health, from facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward, adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I wanted to tell you about a new, powerful, and compelling play by Nicholas Vasili.
Coming to Seattle July 8th at the Palladium at Hale's Brewery,
the United States of China.
On one hand, a dedicated American patriot who would give her life for her country. On the other hand, someone who has been battling the injustice and corruption of America most of her life. And she is as confused as any American could be about what she truly believes in. My play, The United States of China, is about the trial of Miriam Hopkins, who is a metaphor for all that America stands for.
This is more than a play experience. It's a movement. It's a movement to create a new level of awareness. Knowledge is power, and we are powerful. Get your tickets today at AmericaTheStrong.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, we're talking about the mystery of the crystal skulls today. And we have a guest on today who is an expert on the subject. We are going to be talking to Joshua Shapiro, and I believe his partner, Katrina Head, as well. And they are crystal skull explorers. Joshua was based in Seattle. He's been based in Seattle since 2011 and with Katrina, and they have been sharing their crystal skull presentations and as well as their personal crystal skulls with people here in the Seattle area. And Joshua began his work, gosh, decades ago, back in 83, when he saw a very old amethyst crystal skull, now known as Amy, in San Jose, California. And he said that this crystal skull kind of, you know, talked to him telepathically and shifted him energetically. Since then, he's written several books. He's done lots of presentations around the world. He's participated in TV documentaries. And he's been featured on many radio shows such as this today. I'm very happy to welcome Joshua Shapiro and, of course, Katrina Head, if you're there as well.
She's here. Don't worry.
Okay.
Thank you for having us, Christine.
You're very welcome.
And is it Christina?
Christine. Yeah. Or Chris. Either way, I answered to both. You know, Joshua, you know, you probably heard the story that I told early on about my son's first meditation experience, seeing crystal skulls floating about, telling him to remember. And I'm wondering, you know, that's his first interaction. What was your first interaction like?
Well, I saw a picture of one, and I responded to the picture instead of the real one.
Uh-huh.
And it felt like I had an inner and an outer earthquake happening to me, because there was a real earthquake happening while I was looking at the picture.
Oh, wow.
And there was also looking at the picture because, well, what I believe is our soul remembers things. When you see an object that you've been with before,
uh-huh,
you're going to have a response. So I'm pretty sure that I've known this crystal skull in other lifetimes, and that was the reason why I kind of felt this, like, shock, inner earthquake, is that it was waking me up. And the basic message that I received from that image before I saw the real skull, which happened a couple of weeks later, was we, meaning the crystal skulls, are returning now to assist humanity to create world peace. And I went, my God,
wow,
that's a powerful message. And then I heard, so what are you, Joshua, going to do about that?
So wait a minute. So not only were these crystal skulls sort of in existence and being discovered, but you're saying that they were not only, they had this consciousness and they were communicating to you that they are participating in the transformation that's underway on the planet right now.
Right, but they need to work with us.
Okay.
It's not them doing it. It's us together as the family of Crystal Skulls with the family of humanity, as has happened before many times in the far past.
Interesting.
So this is a key thing which scientists, archaeologists will probably say, Shapiro, Katrina Head, they're nuts. Uh-huh. They say there's living consciousness that is associated with these crystal skulls.
Mm-hmm.
But after you talk to all these crystal skull guardians or carriers, as the indigenous people call them,
uh-huh.
who say, well, my skull tells me a name and I'm having a conversation with it. What are they having conversation with is the living consciousness that's working through these crystal skulls. Because I believe, I only know about quartz crystal. I'm not an expert. Katrina's more an expert than I am in all the gemstones. But I know that quartz crystal has the capability of allowing other levels of consciousness to communicate to us here in the physical level.
Right.
So that's what I believe is going on. Now, the crystal skull that's going to be here this evening in the Seattle area, it is the granddaddy of them all. It is known as the Mitchell Hedges crystal skull, and it is the one that started everything connected to an interest that anyone has with this crystal skull. So we are very honored that we were able to work with the guardian, Mr. Holman, to bring that skull here for 10 days.
Okay.
So people could experience it. This is the most important thing for people to understand. If they're listening to this radio show and they're in the Seattle area or in any other area he may travel in the future, they have an opportunity to meet a crystal skull that will forever, ever, ever change their life, as has done mine, and soon it's going to do to Katrina, although she feels that she's been communicating with the spirit of the skull for a long time.
So Katrina, what's been your experience relating to this?
Relating to crystal skulls or the skull of love is what I call her. I don't like calling her Mitchell Hedges skull. She is the skull of love.
All of them.
Yeah. Mitchell Hedges skull of love.
No, all the skulls.
All the skulls in general. Okay. First, let me give you a little bit of brief overall synopsis of what I do. I have always worked with crystals.
Uh-huh.
So, therefore, I work with the crystalline pathways, which works with the grid.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in 2008, the crystal skulls appeared in my life. And at first, I was totally shocked because I'm like, what are these skull things showing up in my life for?
So are they physically showing up or are they showing up intuitively?
Physically, it showed up.
Okay.
From a friend, from a spiritual sister friend,
uh-huh.
Received one. And so it's something that I had to meditate and really get clear direction as far as with my higher self of why these crystal skulls were appearing in my life. And
mm-hmm.
the reason why is because they're connected to the crystalline pathways.
Okay. And so explain to our listeners what crystalline pathways are and their significance right now.
With Katrina, she goes pretty far out there.
I'm an energy healer and have brought through transformational processes that involve sacred geometry. So, you know,
yeah.
although we do have a wide range of types of listeners, you're welcome to go out there, Katrina.
Okay, because that's just who I am. And I do work with the grid. I work with it horizontal, vertical, diagonally with Mother Earth.
Okay, so when you say the grid, I want all of our listeners to understand what it is you're referring to.
The grid is the energy pathways that lie within the core of the earth and on the outside and within the universe and the cosmos of Mother Earth.
So I think of it as like the vibrational structures,
yes.
the pathways, the geometry of Earth and beyond.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ley lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Joshua just mentioned with the ley lines.
Sure.
I have been geographically located where I'm supposed to be. That's just who I am and the work that I do.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of others do too, but I'm just explaining what I do, giving you a brief overall of what I do. And the crystal skulls actually have their own grid.
What
their own energy grid that is connected to Mother Earth.
Okay. So is that similar to, like, do you view humans as having their own grid as connected to Mother Earth as well?
Yes, but it's all on an etheric level.
Right, right. So you're saying that in some sense, on an energetic level, it's almost like they're another species, so to speak.
I guess you could say that, but it's just like the way the energetic structure of Mother Earth, our universe, the cosmos, is all interconnected as one with the crystal skulls. That's their purpose, that they work with me and a lot of others. I believe that everybody has a role on this earth, and that's my role.
So Joshua.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes, I'm so glad. I was counting on that. You know, I know I've seen on your website images of various crystal skulls. Do you have several in your possession?
Yes, we have about 20-some. Uh-huh. And it seems like every year we get more. Because what happens is Katrina is our expert at helping people to find their perfect skull.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of times they'll come through us first, and she'll activate them and take them out to beautiful scenic places to energize them. Uh-huh. And they won't want to leave. They'll say, no, we like you guys because you're doing all this great work with my brothers and sisters, and you're going all over the world, and you're going to energy vortexes, and you're participating in world peace meditations every time, so we don't want to leave. But for the most part, we have around 20. And what happens is when we offer our public sessions to people, we use our individual gifts. I kind of hear and feel what's going on with the person, Katrina sees and feels, and then the crystal skulls are present to assist the session. They build the energy in the room, and then they also send an energy to the person, because each person will pick one or two of our skulls to hold during their session.
So I want to understand, Joshua, where are these skulls from?
Okay, most of the crystal skulls that we personally have are coming from the modern carvers who are making them.
Okay.
The modern carvers today are using diamond tip tools, so they are able to duplicate almost any form that you can imagine now. That's how gifted these carvers are.
Right.
It used to be for a period of time they weren't able to do this, and like the Mitchell Hedges skull, which is an almost exact perfect duplicate of a human bone skull, nobody knew how primitive people could have made them, because these primitive people didn't have these diamond tip tools to carve with.
Sure.
However, the carvers of today that we've seen, they can duplicate whatever you want. But that doesn't mean, even if you have a beautiful skull that looks exactly like a human bone skull, two pieces, movable jaw, and the whole thing,
right,
the energy of that crystal skull is going to be effective. It's zero. It's nothing. It hasn't been programmed. The reason why the older crystal skulls that are coming out of the ground are linked to either ancient civilizations, I'll go out on a limb, Atlantis, Lemuria, coming from galactic visitors, hollow earth beings, or were created, let's say, by maybe some of the Mesoamerican cultures that knew how to carve them. They are all receiving frequencies and energies from those civilizations, and they're recording everything that goes on around them. Whereas the new crystal skull, well, it's a baby. It's like a human being baby. It has no memories, no knowledge. It's got to grow up. It's got to learn. So we have both types of crystal skulls out there. We have very, very old ones, which, of course, you cannot prove scientifically, and you have these new ones. The very, very old ones seem to have healing frequencies and energies, like what people are going to experience in the next 10 days here around the Mitchell Hedges skull, that you cannot put into words. It's coming from somewhere else, which we do not totally fully understand, but we are getting there. Because all the knowledge and information is starting to come out now on every level, from the past history of really what happened to what's really going on in our solar system right now.
So
I'm very excited about the Mitchell Hedges skull coming here at this time. It's the perfect time because everything is coming out. People cannot stay hidden from this knowledge anymore. That's my humble opinion, of course.
So the ones that have been found, where on this planet have they been discovered?
ones that have the movable jaw, you said?
Right. I'm saying the ones that are from older? Ancient peoples, perhaps.
Yeah.
Ancient
okay,
whatever.
Well,
yeah.
Most of these older crystal skulls have come out of, like, ruins in Mexico and Central America.
Okay.
But I have heard of other places. Like, I heard that underwater near Australia could have come a crystal skull.
And we have one from Mongolia.
And we have one that came out of the ground from Mongolia. Uh-huh. That tells us it's Mayan. So really, they're coming out from all over the world. But the initial ones in the 1800s and the 1900s, when we were first becoming interested in crystal skulls, this was Mexico and Central America. Mm-hmm. I have one crystal skull. I've gone 3 times to Peru to try to go find, uh-huh. which I believe, again, coming from soul memory, I helped to bring it there when Atlantis was destroyed. I see myself on a levitation craft going to Peru before it's Peru and bringing sacred artifacts, including this crystal skull. So I think what happened is the skulls were created by these advanced cultures, and then when they had their demise, Atlantis, Lemuria, whatever, their sacred artifacts went to their colonies, and eventually their colonies became seen as sacred objects by the indigenous people in those areas.
Hmm. I've got so many more questions about the kinds of information that's coming from these skulls and why it's important for us to not only understand about these, but perhaps interact with them. But we're going to go to a quick break. More in a few moments with Joshua Shapiro and Katrina Head.
This June and July, the ancient artifact of great mystery, the Pacific Northwest Crystal Skull Tour, will begin. The Mitchell Hedges Crystal Skull of Love is known as a healing skull. This skull has uplifted the lives of thousands of people due to the powerful spiritual energies contained within this sacred ancient artifact. 2 special opportunities will be available to have a chance to meet the Mitchell Hedges Crystal Skull, along with private sessions to sit with the skull. You will also have the opportunity to attend a 2-hour presentation offered by Bill Homan and Crystal Skull Explorer Joshua Shapiro to learn why the crystal skulls are a special key for humanity. This is an amazing opportunity to learn about the crystal skulls and to be in their presence, as well as receive healing from their spiritual energies. For further detail and reservations, visit cse.crystalexplorers.com/Mitchell-Hedges-tour.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
tell myself anything.
Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW Cable Radio Network and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with a couple of experts on crystal skulls, Joshua Shapiro and Katrina Head. Now, I'm really curious about what people's experiences are when they interact with these crystal skulls. First of all, is it just about being in the presence of them, or do you need to touch them?
Both. And it depends upon what spiritual gifts the person has.
Uh-huh.
If a person feels energy, they won't need to touch the skull,
right,
especially the one that we have coming here. I think it has had, using scientific devices, measure its energy field, and it's gone out for miles when it's active.
Really?
You don't really need to touch it. Sometimes people touch it because it gives them the sensing, you know, like they're making contact with the artifact.
Right, right.
So it depends on the gift. Now, for me personally, but I'm the exception, I no longer need to touch any of the personal skulls that we have. If I think about them or I link into them, then I can feel their energy,
sure,
the same as if I was touching them. But,
well,
you know
we're vibrational in nature, and if we learn to sort of key into that vibration, it's a matter of, you know, sort of saying, okay, well, this is the vibration I want to connect with, and then we're there. You know,
right.
It's, you know, same thing with distance healing or whatever. It's
right.
A matter of intention and attention.
Exactly. But for some people, it's important to touch in order to feel the connection with the artifact, and then maybe through their hands they may feel the energy. You know, so it's kind of individual process for people. But the key concept is, with the different crystal skulls, they each have their own unique special energy.
Uh-huh.
Like, for example, we always think, well, only these older skulls, they're the most important, and all the new ones being made, forget about them, there's nothing to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that couldn't be farther from the truth. Every single crystal skull, if it is awakened in a proper way, has a gift, an energy, something to share with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear them talk to each other, which might sound kind of crazy.
Uh-huh. We're going way out there today, but I'm fascinated. What do they say to each other?
So what they say to each other is, if the human family would learn how to be like the family where we are, where we honor each other and love each other, we do not make any distinction between if it's a very old or ancient skull or a new skull,
uh-huh,
or even an apported crystal skull. You know, they don't care. They just work together. When they come together, if you're sensitive to energy, and let's say you go together, and like we have no idea tonight at the meeting that Mr. Holman's going to do, how many crystal skulls are going to be present in the room with the skull of love.
Uh-huh.
I would wager to and other crystals. I wager the guess there'll be more than 100, probably.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens is, when you go into a room like that with all those crystals and crystal skulls, there's an unbelievable energy, but it's the combination of all of them. It's not just the one main one that seems to have all this energy.
Uh-huh. Right.
So
where is this event tonight?
The event tonight is being held at A Path to Avalon in Arlington. It'll be from 7 to 9 o'clock this evening, and we're going to do the same thing tomorrow evening there as well. But we've also set up to be in Tacoma on Sunday, to be in Bellevue on Tuesday, Marysville on Wednesday, Everett on Thursday. We're in Bellingham on Saturday, so that's a little bit far for the people listening here. But then we come back to East West on Sunday, July 3rd. So June 4th to July 23rd, we've got 8 different locations that people can see. I purposely did it because I live here and I know people from the north will not go to the south, vice versa.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to make sure, if somebody wants to see what this is all about, they have a place that's not too far from them that they can go.
Well, that's great. And how do they find out, what's the website that people can go to find out more about this?
Well, the web page isn't totally apparent, but they can go to cse.crystalskullexplorers.com. They'll find an email there. They can email us if they want to get the schedule. We can email it to them. It's going to be harder to track us because we're going to be leaving pretty soon to set up for the first event by phone number.
Give them our telephone number?
But we'll give the phone number anyway. Cell number is 206-397-7242. 206-397-7242. Or the email address is crystalskullexplorers@gmail.com. If they look up Joshua Shapiro and Crystal Skulls on Google, they'll find us immediately. I've been there for years.
Right. So, you know, I'm curious about my son's experience. You know, his first attempt at meditation, he decided was just, you know.
Well, I got an answer for you if you want it.
Yes, I'm really curious about why. I mean, first of all, about his experience specifically, but about the role that some of the younger people are playing on the planet right now in with the transformation. So, yeah, please go ahead and share what you think, Joshua.
First, related to the crystal skulls, I'm totally positive because I've heard other children have visions of these skulls without seeing them, that this is something that he's dealt with in other lifetimes. He's very familiar with it, and I'm sure if he ever sees a real one or if you decided to ever take him to see the one that's going to be here, he will never be the same again, and a lot of his gifts will start coming out very fast.
Yeah.
As far as my feeling about all these young people, these star people, these advanced souls that are being born right now, it's because they understand there is a total transformation that's happening on planet Earth, as well as opportunities for soul growth that probably do not exist anywhere else in the known universe. We have such a variety of life down here. Most planets, as I understand it and what I remember, they have a single civilization that exists on their planet. That's not true about this Earth. We have so many different cultures and civilizations and histories. I think the extraterrestrials look at this and say, how do these people cooperate and live together when they have all this diversity down here?
Yeah, and sometimes we don't so well, obviously.
Well, we don't all the time, but still, I mean, you know, if you're going to go travel to other countries, you know, and I've traveled to many countries. Again, I'm very adaptable, and I try to go with the how the cultures work.
Sure.
But still, you know, we're human beings, and we can adapt to that. But if an alien came down here, he would be totally, or she would be totally confused. So I think a lot of the young people are just coming here, number one, to anchor the higher spiritual energies to this planet, which they do without thinking about it. Their natural way, and as they get older, then they start bringing forward this knowledge that they have inside of them. And I've met some young people that have information and knowledge about the universe that I couldn't even hope to ever gain in 100 lifetimes. That's natural for them.
Right, right.
So can I ask you a question?
You bet.
So his experience of seeing the crystal skulls, did it frustrate him a little bit?
It did. And he thought, you know, he didn't know how to meditate. It was almost like he thought it was a ridiculous aspect of his imagination coming up and that he wasn't actually doing meditation correctly.
So I love what Joshua expressed to you, but from having three children of my own and three grandchildren, it's not easy for these children. It's not easy at all because society is built on everybody looking at what everybody else is doing and being like that. But I can tell that you're a different kind of mother, so I'm sure that's not true with him. But still, going to school and going to different activities at 12 years old can be very hard. So for me, what I would say the most important thing is for him just to let him go as he goes on his path. And when he doesn't come in contact with a crystal skull, this crystal skull will actually activate his DNA, and then it will progress.
Well, you know, he's 21 now, so really it's a matter of if I can convince him to go with me to one of these events, because he lives locally, too. So we'll see about that.
The most important thing is that it'll happen naturally. So does he live in this area?
He does, yeah.
I would, if I were you, I would mention it to him. Let him know that there's a very important crystal skull here that came out of a Belize dig. back in 1940, Joshua?
1924.
And just mentioned it to him casually because I feel from the experience that he had, when he does come in contact with one like this that's an ancient artifact, that there's something in his DNA that will be most definitely activated. But it'll happen in divine timing.
Yeah.
And I think, too, even if he does not see the crystal skull, he's going to be exposed to its energy while it's traveling to and fro from different places over the next 10 days.
Right, right. And I think that's one of the things that many of us humans have had to, or are either not understanding, many are not understanding, or many of us are, have had to sort of shift our consciousness about, and that is that those things that are going on elsewhere on the planet actually affect us. We are connected energetically to all sorts of things underway. Which brings me to the question of what is the purpose of having people having people exposed to these individual crystals? Is it about individual awakening, or is it more global in nature?
I think it's a combination of both, because for example, what we have initiated since 2009 is meditating with other crystal skull guardians all over the planet once a month for world peace. So a lot of people who already are crystal skull guardians, I think, already are of this position that we're doing this to help this planet. It's not just to help me, let's say, with healing or being good health to help me expand my creative gifts. I need to do something co-creative with the skulls to work together. And that's always been the message that I've received from every major crystal skull I've ever seen. It's about co-creation, about bringing the skulls together, bringing the people together. So I think the way that it works is first somebody's never heard of one, so they get one. They say, I got to have an experience. What's this all about? Why are people going crazy? Why did Spielberg and Lucas make the Indiana Jones film about crystal skulls?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
They must have knew something. So then the person gets their own skull, they start having experiences, then they come look for a person like Katrina or I and say, you know, I'm having these strange experiences, my dreams are being profoundly affected, all of a sudden my third eye popped open, which actually did happen with somebody in a session with me with one of our skulls. I don't understand this, can you help me? Then we give them some more. But eventually what happens, and this is the beauty of being a guardian of a crystal skull, is a communication forms between the guardian and the skull, and you don't need to ask anyone else what to do with that crystal skull. You already have your own communication, your own system set up, and you start doing it. And some of the skulls start saying, okay, now it's time for us to help humanity and the planet. Let's start working together. So, you know, it can be like anything else. Individual process, you grow, you learn, you figure out how it works, and then you figure out what's the part that you have to play in the overall scheme of what's going on, because you're absolutely correct, Christine. Right now, the most important thing is about co-creation, sharing our knowledge, sharing our skills, our abilities, our gifts, and working together for world peace.
So let's say somebody is very drawn to obtain a crystal skull, and they go to a crystal shop and they find something that resonates with them. What next?
Well, I'm Aries, so I'd say grab it.
Okay.
But other people are like Katrina, who's Capricorn, and she'll say, let's look at it more closely before we pick it. What do you want to say?
So with my experience, my first crystal skull, a little crystal skull, was gifted to me. I just knew what to do with it. Crystal skulls are heart openers. It doesn't come from the intellect. It's something that you just have a knowing. So with me, it's not like I had any steps or anything like that. Everything synchronistically happened. So when I received it, I questioned it, and I'm like, what is this about? And I put it beside my nightstand. Next night, I put it underneath my pillow. The next morning, I meditated with it, and doors started opening. So it's just something that comes naturally.
Okay.
Or at least it did for me.
But, of course, everyone's individual. So one person might acclimate to their crystal skull in a matter of moments or days. And some other people, they may have no communication from their skull for months. say, you know, what did I do wrong? They didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't the right time for that skull to communicate, because sometimes crystal skulls will come, but it's not the exact right moment when you're to work with it. You have to wait.
Right.
So the thing to remember is, it's about the consciousness, okay? The crystalline is a living consciousness.
So it's at one point, Joshua, you were talking about programming the crystals.
Mm-hmm.
How does that occur? Is that something that if somebody gets a crystal skull that they need to do?
Well, I use the word programming because I don't know what other word to use. It's something that people might understand a little bit. You know, like a computer, you write a program and then it does something for you. But this isn't the same thing with the crystal skulls. What happens is, as Dave explained it to me, I'll try to explain it to you. When you first meet your crystal skull, uh-huh, there's an acquainting process. So you're vibrationally linking into the skull, feeling comfortable with it, and vice versa. It's like you're exchanging pieces of yourself energetically or vibrationally.
Right.
And
it's like a first date.
Yeah. But how long that's going to take, it's individual.
Right.
You know, for me right now, my disappointment is there are very few crystal skulls. I don't even know the one that I'm going to see because I've already integrated with it so much.
Uh-huh.
If I'm going to feel any energy around it, there haven't been too many, you know, because I'm an Aries. I got to have excitement. I got to have a new adventure.
Uh-huh. He's already feeling it, believe me.
Right. So, you know, so everybody's is kind of different how they respond to things. But there's a natural process, as Katrina said. If you just go with the flow, take it easy, go day by day. If you feel the skull calls you or something, mm-hmm, you know, it's about experience.
Right.
And what I say about experience is very simple. You can never make a mistake when you have an experience. You can have a good experience. You could have a bad experience.
Yes.
But you will never make a mistake, because the good experience will take you forward, and the bad experience say, hey, that didn't work. I got to try something else.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen to that, Joshua.
So if you have time, I'll share another experience.
Okay, I'll give you probably about a minute or so, because I want you to be able to talk about the events one more time before we head out.
So the crystal skulls are like a pet, how you integrate with your new pet.
Uh-huh.
Simple as that.
Okay. Yeah, and each pet has a very different personality.
Yeah.
And it some pets you connect with faster than others.
Yeah.
But I like that analogy.
Yep, so, that's the way it works. You don't know. It's like, well, I like it because every time you get a new skull, it's a new adventure. We don't know what's the name, how is this skull going to work with people. Like when I went to Belgium, one of the skulls was the most popular. I never would have guessed that one would have been the most popular one chosen in the session. So you just never know how it works.
Right. So,
to go back to the event for tonight.
Yes, please. Share with our listeners again, not just tonight, but over the next several days.
Sure. So we have 8 events going on, 2 in Arlington, June 24th, 25th, Tacoma Crystal Voyage, June 26th, at the Unity of Bellevue in Bellevue on June 28th, and Marysville, June 29th, at Ashley Wellness Center, at Xfinity Center. Mystic Winds, which is a local group that does many fairs, is sponsoring us. And then Saturday in Seattle at East West Books.
No, which, you forgot Bellingham.
Well, Bellingham too, but...
Which Saturday in Seattle?
Sunday.
Sunday in
July
Seattle.
3rd.
Sunday, July 3rd.
Right, July 2nd is in Bellingham.
Okay, so July 3rd in Seattle.
And then crystalskullexplorers@gmail.com. Anybody can write. We'll send you the schedule. We have a certain web page. You can read the schedule. People can just show up and pay at the door. The only thing is, if they don't call us ahead of time and get on our list, then we can't guarantee a seat, because the last time this skull showed up was in Indiana. 2 days' notice, 300 people showed up. I don't think that's what's going to happen here, but we just don't know. It's magical skull.
It's important. Seattle at East West Bookstore on Sunday.
Yeah.
July 3rd.
July 3rd.
Yeah.
Okay.
30 with the presentation.
Right.
Okay, great.
All the private session with this girl were booked within 1 week after we announced it.
Yeah, wonderful. I want to thank you, Joshua and Katrina, for joining us here today. And again, everybody, cse.crystalskullexplorers.com. Thanks for joining us here today.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.
This June and July, the ancient artifact of great mystery, the Pacific Northwest Crystal Skull Tour, will begin. The Mitchell Hedges Crystal Skull of Love is known as a healing skull. This skull has uplifted the lives of thousands of people due to the powerful spiritual energies contained within this sacred ancient artifact. Two special opportunities will be available to have a chance to meet the Mitchell Hedges Crystal Skull, along with private sessions to sit with the skull. You will also have the opportunity to attend a two-hour presentation offered by Bill Homan and Crystal Skull Explorer Joshua Shapiro to learn why the crystal skulls are a special key for humanity. This is an amazing opportunity to learn about the crystal skulls and to be in their presence, as well as receive healing from their spiritual energies. For further detail and reservations, visit cse.crystalexplorers.com/Mitchell-Hedges-Tour.